Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Ooh, listen to the son of a jailbird talk about trust.
Rodney!
Where's the cash box?
Well, I don't have it.
What's all that money?
It's nothing.
Oh, Eric, how could you?
I didn't steal anything.
And that's three hot chocolates.
Thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Whit.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
A little cold. There's a lot of snow out there.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? And just in time. I don't think the soccer team's fundraiser would have worked very well without it. Have you had your driveway shoveled yet?
We're in an apartment complex, remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, how about your sidewalk?
Oh, you're as bad as Eric. Driveways, sidewalks, stairs. If it can be shoveled, he'll do it.
Oh, I imagine he's pretty excited. You know, it isn't very often a group of boys can go to France to watch the World Cup.
If they can raise the money.
Well, with Eric on the team, I'm sure they will. You know, he's a good kid, hard worker.
Well, he's persistent, just like his father.
Well, how is his father, by the way?
He's doing all right, all things considered. He'll be up for parole in 6 months.
Good.
Is Eric back yet?
Well, I'm not sure. Coach?
Yeah?
Any sign of Eric yet?
Not yet, but most of the other kids are back, so I'm sure he won't be long.
Oh, well, sit down, Julie, and let me get you some hot chocolate, huh?
Thank you.
Come on, Myers. Aren't you finished yet?
It'd go a lot quicker if I had a snowblower like you, Rodney.
Yeah, well, gotta keep up with the times, Eric. Free enterprise and all that.
Yeah, but did you have to practice your free enterprises on the day that we're trying to raise money for the team?
Why should I care about your crummy team? Besides, there's nothing like a little competition to sharpen the edge. Got you guys to work harder. Hey, cut it out, scrub. What are you trying to do?
I got you with the snowball.
Yeah, real cute.
Will you put me on my sled, Uncle Rodney?
Uncle Rodney?
Cousin. But you can't expect little kids to know the difference. Scrub, how am I supposed to pull you on your sled when you got that knapsack of junk on it?
I can still fit.
Yeah, sure you can, and I'll get a double hernia trying to pull you. Why don't you ask Eric? He's a big, strong He-Man type.
Eric, will you pull me on my sled?
Maybe later, Scrub, after I pass out from exhaustion.
Okay.
Hey, Myers. You shoveling or digging for gold?
Yeah, I'm coming. Hey, Phil, did you know that Scrub here is Rodney Rathbone's cousin?
Really? Wow. He looks so normal. Makes you think about the great mystery of genetics.
Yeah, you guys are so funny I forgot to laugh.
I'll see you at Wit's End, Eric. Coach is probably waiting for this money.
Money? Good idea, I'll come with you. Maybe you'll want to wager a little bet with that money of yours.
Don't trust him, Phil.
Ooh, listen to the son of a jailbird talk about trust.
Rodney!
What, did I say something wrong? Is his father out of prison or something?
You know, Rodney, you can be a
That's
real...
That's okay, Phil. I'll meet you at Wit's End.
Right.
You'll meet us at Wit's End, Eric. I gotta find out what kind of piddling amount of money you boys brought in.
I don't know if I want to walk with you, Rodney. People might think we're friends or something.
Oh, I won't let them make that...
Hey, what about Scrub?
Will you pull me on my sled to Wit's End?
Listen, Scrub, you've got so much stuff in that knapsack, your sled will get stuck in the snow. Can we get rid of some of it?
Oh, no. These are my specialist treasures.
Treasures, huh?
Uh-huh. This is my buddy. This is a ball of aluminum foil. And this is a giant paperclip.
Where'd you get all this stuff?
Everywhere. Isn't it neat?
It sure is. Tell you what, you climb on while I get the money for this job, and then we'll try to pull you through the snow. If we get stuck, then you and I can pull your knapsack of treasures together, okay?
Okay.
Let's go. Okay, Scrub. I'll put your knapsack of treasures right here in this corner. They'll be safe here, okay?
Thank you, Uncle Eric.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Mom. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to see how your fundraiser is going. And who's this?
Scrub. Scrub, this is my mom.
Hi, Uncle Eric's mom.
Uncle Eric?
It's what he calls everybody.
Well, I'm gonna go look for more treasures now.
Okay, see you around.
He's cute.
Where's the coach? I need to give him the money I made.
How much did you make?
$150.
Really? Well, maybe you should go into business for yourself.
I thought about it, but the team needs this trip to France.
All right, I'll see you at home later, and I'm proud of you.
See you, Mom. Coach? Coach?
Eric, you're back.
Where'd you want me to put this money?
Phil's got the cash box back in the library. Put yours in and both of you come on out.
Okay.
Whit?
Ready? All right, everyone, listen. Coach Brian has some good news for you. Coach Brian?
Well, gang, looks like all our fundraising over the past couple of months has paid off. And with the money from our snow shoveling today, I think you can count on that trip you've been working so hard for.
Yeah!
Hey, Coach, how much did you make?
What's it to you, Rodney? You're not even part of the team.
Just wondering. Can't a guy ask a question around you, jocks?
Phil had the cash box. Phil?
I left it in the library with Eric.
Well, go get him, will you?
Yes, sir.
You trusted Eric with your cash box? Whoa, big mistake. Like father, like son, you know.
Rodney, unless you have a reason for being here, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
What? Okay, I'll be quiet.
He's not back there.
What about the cash box?
I guess he has it with him. There he is.
Oh, Eric!
Yes, sir.
Where have you been?
I was washing my hands. What's wrong?
Well, we were just wondering what our grand total was. Any idea?
Oh, sorry, I didn't count the money.
Where's the cash box?
It's in the library where I... Well, isn't it there?
Well, no.
Well, I don't have it. I don't know where it is.
Maybe somebody ought to frisk Eric for the money.
Rodney, out.
What for? I'm just saying what everybody else is thinking. His dad's in jail for stealing money, so maybe...
Shut up, you creep.
My nose is bleeding. Is my nose bleeding?
There'll be no fighting in here. Eric, back off now.
He asked for it.
I'm gonna sue you. My dad's lawyer's gonna get you for attacking a minor.
You just watch your mouth, Rathbone.
So, Rodney, you go back to the kitchen and put a cold cloth on that.
You haven't heard the last of this.
Eric, you sit down here. We have a problem which we can solve with cooler heads. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure that cash box is around here somewhere.
Honest, Mr. Whitaker. Coach, everybody, I didn't steal anything. You've got to believe me.
Straight to his room. I had no idea what was wrong. You know, he gets like that, just like his dad before... Thank you, Whit. Listen, I'll go talk to him. All right, bye-bye. Oh, Eric. Eric? Eric? Eric, can I come in? Eric?
Huh? I'm busy. Why didn't you knock?
I did knock, but you couldn't... What's all that money?
It's nothing.
Eric.
I'm taking it to the coach so everybody will get off my back.
You mean that's the... Oh, Eric, how could you?
Huh?
I don't believe it. Did you think you could get away with that? That nobody would find out?
Wait a minute.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, believe what? That this is the stolen money?
Then what is it?
You know... I thought you'd be the one person who would believe me, Mom. I guess I was wrong.
Eric, please!
I know what it is. You think I'm just like him. Well, maybe I am. Why don't you just start baking cookies to bring to me in prison, huh? That's what you expect, isn't it? You think I'm gonna wind up in there, too.
Eric, I didn't mean... Whit?
Hi, Julie. I'm just putting back a few books.
Oh, here, let me help you.
No, thanks. No, I've got it. I'm always surprised by the number of books the kids check out of this little library. Pleased, but surprised. How's Eric?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I've been looking all over town for him.
Well, I haven't seen him.
I thought he was going to see Coach Brian, but the coach hasn't seen him either. Oh, Whit, I've made a mess of things.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
It's true. Poor Eric. First he's accused of stealing that money, and then I'm just so confused. I saw Eric counting out money in his room to give to the coach.
Really? Well, did he explain why?
I didn't give him a chance. Oh, I feel terrible. I just reacted and...
You thought it was the stolen money.
Oh, I want to trust him, Whit, to believe that he's innocent. It's just that it was all too familiar. The accusations, the fights.
Well, now, are we talking about Eric or your husband?
I don't know. Sometimes it seems like they're one and the same.
Well, it's hard to let go of the past.
I know, but it's not fair to Eric. I shouldn't be judging him by his father's actions. He's my son, and I love him. The trouble is, when I look in his eyes, I see his dad.
Julie, Eric is his own person. Let's give him a chance to show us just who he is.
Thank you, Whit.
You're welcome. And in case you're wondering, I still think he's innocent. Time to finish up, kids. The library's closing. Be sure you've signed out your books.
Uncle Eric!
I'm sorry, Scrub. I can't pull your sled right now.
Oh.
But I think I'm gonna sit down for a minute.
Right here in the snow?
Uh-huh.
Are you tired?
Yeah, a little.
How come?
Well, I've been shoveling snow all day.
Again?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, because I need the money. I didn't have enough to give to the coach. So I figured, why am I telling you? You don't care about my problems.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you... Never mind. I'm beat.
You don't look very good.
I don't feel very good.
Are you sick?
Well, not really. I just feel like I don't have any friends right now. Do you ever feel like that?
No.
You don't?
Because I have all my special treasures. Want to see them again? I have some neat stuff.
No, thanks.
Here, I'll let you have one. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. Oh, here you go. Here, you can have it. It's a special key.
It looks special.
It'll remind you that you have a special friend.
Well, do I?
Uh-huh. Me.
Thank you, Scrub.
Hey, what are you doing with my cousin?
Hi, Granny.
You want to watch out for this guy, Scrub? He'll steal all your treasures. Ain't that right, Eric?
Rodney, I am too tired to fight with you.
Yeah? Well, unlike you, I'm a fair fighter. I don't go hitting people in the nose when they're not ready. I guess that's something else you picked up from your daddy.
Don't push it.
They have father-son cells in the penitentiary?
Rodney.
Come on, chump. Try something now. Go ahead. I'll stomp you to the ground. Try it.
That's the way you want it.
Uncle Rodney, I want to go home now.
Step aside, kid.
I want to go home.
Scrub.
Now, please.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Please take me home. I'm cold. No one wants to see a fight.
All right, kid. Later, Eric. You'll get yours later.
I can't wait.
Will you put me on my sled, Uncle Rodney?
Pull your own sled.
Eric.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker. I didn't realize this was your house.
Well, I'm glad for both our sakes it was. Come on in.
I can't. I was just wondering if you wanted your driveway shoveled. It snowed some today.
Oh, you're shoveling driveways this late?
It's only 8 o'clock.
How long have you been at it? All afternoon? You look like you're exhausted.
Yeah, I'm just a little tired.
Well, come on in and sit down.
But...
No, come on in.
Just for a minute.
Why are you doing this, Eric?
I have to.
You have to what? Replace the stolen money? No, you don't. Not if you didn't steal it.
It doesn't matter if I stole it or not. Everybody thinks I stole it. So I may as well go ahead and replace it.
What will replacing the money accomplish? It certainly won't prove your innocence.
I don't care about my innocence. Don't you see? As long as I have a father in jail, everyone will always think I'm guilty of something.
Then they don't know you or your father. He's different now.
Even my own mom doesn't trust me.
Now, Eric...
It's true.
Look, I talked to your mother today. It was a mistake, that's all.
You're telling me.
Eric, go home. Talk to her about it. You need to understand how she feels, why she said what she said.
I can't right now. I have to get the money to the coach.
And let everyone think you were the one who took it after all?
If that's what they want to think, fine.
Well, what about the real culprit? What about the truth?
People don't care about the truth, Mr. Whitaker.
You're wrong, Eric. People care about the truth. I care. Eric, I think there's something left for us to do. Something we haven't done yet.
What?
Pray for the truth to come out.
Come on, Coach, where are you? I want to get this over with.
Aw, what's the matter? Isn't the coach home?
Rodney. And these gorillas must be the bones of wrath.
Yep.
So I guess this is where you get your pals to beat me up because you're too chicken to do it.
Yeah, something like that. Except the chicken part. Get 'em, boys.
Ouch!
Sit still.
It hurts.
Well, of course it hurts. What do you expect? Looks like you lost a fight with a sledgehammer. Now, you want to tell me what happened?
It's what I get for praying.
What?
Sorry, a line from an old movie. Ouch!
Sit still. Now, who did this to you?
What's the point?
Because they shouldn't be allowed to get away with it. It was Rodney and the Bones of Wrath, right?
Did they follow you here?
Yeah.
And what were you doing here?
I came to see you.
Why?
To give you... I can get it out of my pocket. This. Take it all.
What is this?
I can't see with this cold pack on my face. It should be money.
I see it's money. And some lint. And a key. But what's it for?
To pay the team back for the money that was stolen.
Are you telling me you stole it?
I'm giving you the money, that's all.
I don't believe this. Tell me you didn't steal the money.
What difference does it make?
Because I refuse to believe you're guilty, that's why.
What? Ouch!
Sit still, will you? Look, I figure there's a rational explanation for what happened to the money. I never thought you stole it. Why would you steal it? You're a good kid.
But my dad...
What about your dad? Your dad has nothing to do with this.
He's in jail.
So? What does that have to do with whether you stole the money or not?
Well, plenty for some.
Who? Rodney Rathbone? Is he calling the shots for you?
No.
And you didn't steal the money?
No.
Then keep this. I don't want it. Or your lint.
You're gonna keep the key?
Nice looking key. What's it go to?
Beats me. It was a present.
Really? What, from a locksmith?
A little kid. Why?
Well, because it looks familiar.
It's just a key.
Well, unless I'm wrong, this is the key to the team's cash box.
What? Ouch!
No, sit still, will you?
Thank you for coming by. And again, I'm really sorry.
Night-night!
Time for you to get back into bed, young man. But first, we have to have a little talk about taking other people's property.
But, Mom...
Well, what do you know about that? I never would have suspected it.
He was looking around Wits End for more treasure to add to his collection. I guess he picked it up in the library after Phil left and I went to wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd notice a little kid with all those people?
Yeah, all that money. And he didn't even open the box because he liked the key best of all. Kids.
He didn't know any better.
There's a lesson in this, Eric. You know that.
Really? Like what?
Hey, I'm asking you. Who do I look like, Whit? I'm on overtime just being out here on such a cold night. Ooh, come on, get in the car. I'll give you a lift home.
Thanks.
Eric, where have you been?
I'm sorry, Mom. I should have called.
Look at your face. What happened to you?
It was an answered prayer, kinda.
What? Sit down and let me get you a cold pack.
Not again.
Again?
I need to tell you what happened.
Wait a minute, Eric. I need to tell you something first.
Oh, Mom, you don't
have... Please, I just want to say that I'm sorry for what happened before. I'm sorry for reacting the way I did. And I want you to know that... Well, I believe you're telling the truth about the missing cash box.
Mom...
Let me finish, Eric. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I just hope you can forgive me for doubting you.
It's all right, Mom.
Oh, Eric.
Hug gently. Gently, I'm bruised.
I'm sorry. You know, when I saw all that cash in your room, the money you wanted to give to the coach, well, I thought all the worst things possible.
Yeah, Mom, about that. I'm sorry, too. I should have explained rather than run off. You see, all that money was from Dad.
What?
He's been sending me some money every week from his job in prison. He said it was for any emergency I might have.
Your father did that?
Yeah. Here. I want to give it to you. Pardon the lint. For any emergency we might have. Oh, and I made a bunch extra for the shoveling I did this afternoon.
But what about the team? The cash box? I thought this was...
Mom, let me tell you about a present I got from Scrub.
That little kid?
Yeah, but you better sit down. It's a long story.
Well, it looks like things turned out all right for Eric this time. You know, it's difficult for most of us to understand what it's like for families who have loved ones in jail. It can be very stressful and lonely. But if we really love Jesus, then we'll try to love and help families who are suffering because of other people's mistakes. Now is a wonderful time to reach out to them. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Like Father, Like Son was written by April Damon and Paul McCusker and was directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.